Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Aside from Miss Philippines Australia, Susana, what other events have you been involved with, especially with the Filipino community?
So in 2017, I got to be a part of two staged readings of a musical version of Noli Me Tangere. Yeah, doing like a completely staged musical version of Noli Me Tangere.
Was it in Filipino or in English?
No, so we had some Tagalog words sprinkled in there, but it's so that we could spread the story around to the Australian audience as well as the Filipino audience. So it's predominantly in English, which makes it a lot easier for me to learn, to know what's happening in the story. But yeah, there's some, we sing about the Philippines and how much we love the country. And yeah, there's some sprinklings of Tagalog in there.
But you understand Tagalog, do you?
Very minimally. Like, if I can listen into a sentence and if I can pick out keywords,
yeah,
then
you sort of
then
understand.
I'll kind of be able to gather what's going on.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I just sit there going
smiling.
Yeah, just a smile, and then they look at me like waiting for a response. Like, oh, I have no idea.
Yes. Before beauty competitions, charity events, you've been into performing.
Yes.
Why were you very interested in performing?
I think I pretty much could sing as soon as I could talk. My mum would sing You Are My Sunshine to me as a little kid. And then when I was two, this is just what she's told me, from when I was 2 years old, I started singing it back. And then you could never shut me up from that point on. I was always singing around the house, and then I'd sing in school. And granted, I did get bullied for being a singer at a primary school that wasn't about performing arts or anything like that, because I'd always kind of be in the spotlight at school. I'd be the lead in the choir. I'd sing at assembly. I'd always sing the national anthem at every sporting event.
Was it like, oh, she's got it again?
Yeah.
Like, she's
and it's
on
more
the
like, oh,
front
her again.
Again.
Yeah. Yeah. And then so I moved from like this standard, I went to a Catholic primary school, and I went to McDonald College of Performing Arts for high school, all through 7 to 12. I was originally doing music and singing, and then I found my love for musical theatre when I was in year 8. Mm. I did my first musical. I did High School Musical with Sydney Youth Musical Theatre, who are based in Hornsby. And that was my first ever musical, and I played the lead in the show.
Was that the gospel? Is that the gospel entitled Gospel?
No.
Or Bless the Lord in Gospel?
Oh, no, that was in Godspell when I was in high school. Yeah, so I did that. That was in 2011, my final year of high school. But, I was doing musicals with what they call SYMT from 2007 up until 2010, because that was when Mum was like, okay, Anak, you need to focus on your studies now because you're about to be in year 12. You need to focus on schoolwork. And I was like, well, lucky that schoolwork means I get to do musicals within school. So we were doing that. But I was also singing in my church. We had a band called Harvest Youth, and we'd sing at different events. So there was an event in Chatswood where we sang the whole time. We were on the stage the whole time.
And you love it.
I did, yeah. I think I just now, I don't, like, the band's kind of separated because one of the guys has moved to Sweden. And he set up a life there, so it's hard not to be around everyone. We're all kind of growing up and being adults and having to have our Sundays to work.
From high school to taking up a bachelor degree in music?
Yes.
Oh, you've lived your life of music.
Yeah, I think if I didn't, I would be so sad. 'Cause music's just, it's always been in my life, and it's been the course of everything that I do.
Mm. Mm. And are we going to be able to hear a song or two from you today?
Well, possibly. Just got to find
some. Our listeners should watch out and listen in as a performer and joining beauty competitions. How is it like for you to be able to get in touch with your fellow Filipino?
I think it's that connection of the country, and I may not always, like, people don't realize that I'm Filipino half the time, mainly because I'm not usually this dark. I have a tan on. But if I'm at work even, and I'm serving a Filipino person at work, and I say, "Oh, tita, sorry, it's like your card declined." And then she goes, "Oh, you're Filipino." And like, they don't realize. And then suddenly there's that instant connection of being proud of that heritage. Yeah, I think it's just about, like, loving the places either you've specifically come from, or, like, for me, my mum is from the Philippines, so it's about, like, that connection of the country, and then once you're there, it's whether you connect as people.
And it doesn't have to be with the language. It can be with the culture and with the food.
Yes, oh my God. It's been a struggle the last couple of weeks not being able, because mum will cook at home, and I can't really eat most of it. Yeah, because I'm in prep, obviously. So, yeah, but the food is always a big selling point. As soon as you walk into any Filipino person's house, straight away, it's not even a hello. It's like, "Oh, you want to eat? Are you hungry?" Like, straight away. It's all about the food.
Food, yes. From food, music, charities. Mm-hmm. You've joined Miss Philippines Australia. Mm-hmm. You won Miss Charity Queen in 2015.
Yes.
You've joined just recently and won an award for the Miss Grand Australia, where you were awarded as Woman of Impact Award.
Right. Yeah.
And you also joined Miss World Australia.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why do you join these competitions?
I think there's a lot of reasons. One, I always want to give back. I've been, like, giving back to charity since I could remember. When we had walkathons at school, I'd be winning those competitions because I'd be the one raising the most money for those.
Because of your voice.
Well, no, not even to do with singing. It's just being able to give back to a community that helps you out. So with my school, it was to, like, walking around the parks for a while to raise money for, I think it was for homelessness, I'm not too sure.
Yeah.
And then for Miss Philippines Australia, it was a real an emotional and familial connection, because it was scholarships to TUP, to, like, Technological University of the Philippines. Because my uncle was previously the dean there. He's a professor there.
So there's something.
Yeah, there's an actual connection there, and I want to help the students that he teaches. My grandfather, either he taught there or went there, and then my other uncles also went there. My mum took some classes there, even though she went to UST, but she took some classes at TUP just on the side. And there was a dance troupe in the Philippines called Hiyasang Pilipinas, and oh my God, they are some of the most talented dancers I have ever seen, and I see a lot of dancers in my life. They pick up choreography super quick. I taught them a routine from the musical I was doing at the time, In the Heights, and for choreography that we found difficult, they picked it up in about 30 minutes.
Wow.
Which was insane, and I loved being there so much that when I went back, because I brought my partner back to meet my family in the Philippines and visit the Philippines because he's of Maori descent, we went back to see them because he's also a dancer, and I thought this would be a really great experience for you to learn Dinikling, because they taught us how to
do
that.
It's not a one-off, a visit and a connection with them. Yeah.
Yeah, like, complete, like, they touched my heart, and I feel like every time I'm back in the Philippines, I need to see them because I always just want to help. Like, they're a troupe that provides dance education for kids that don't have the funds to go off to these really great schools, but they cost way too much.
Yeah.
So they've got teachers who were once like them, couldn't afford it. Now they're giving back by teaching. And yeah, it was a charity and, like, organization that really touched my heart. And yeah, I always always go back.
From being bullied in primary school?
Yes, very much so.
Where are you taking your music?
Hopefully taking it to the stages here in Sydney. Eventually one day I'd love to be on a Broadway stage, doing any show that casts me, I guess. Yeah. just fulfilling all of these stories that are amazingly written. All these beautiful Broadway shows that I absolutely love. Hopefully one day I get to be in Hamilton. That is probably my favourite modern musical of at the moment. Yeah. So hopefully when it comes to Sydney, fingers crossed, I have an audition for that one.
You also sing, you also play piano.
I teach singing.
Singing.
Yeah. I haven't taught, like, I haven't been with a school myself for the last year, but just focusing on myself as a performer, it's been a journey about that.
We can have you back again in the program and talk about more of the pageants and where are you heading after Miss Earth.
Yes
and Susanna Downs on Facebook and Instagram,
and I'm at Sana Danielle on Instagram, but even if you just search Susanna Downs, which is SusannaDownes.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.